started 2013, we talked how difficult it would be to duplicate the numbers in 2012. But when the calendar clicking had ended, 2013 went down as an even better year to remember than we anticipated. Joining us this morning, the president of the Home Builders Association for 2014, Cindy Monin, Friesen Construction Company, and Missy Kitzman, scheduled to be the 2015 president of the Realtors Association, has joined us as well. Ladies, nice to have you with us today.
Good Thanks. Morning, Bill.
All right, Cindy. As always, the building permits come in first. They were very good, so I get to write that part of the script earlier. That makes a difference. How would you characterize the building climate in Sioux Falls in 2013?
Well, obviously very good based on these numbers. You know, since we review these numbers monthly and the city gives us 3 years of history, I took a little look at December of 2011, 12, and 13. In December of 2011, we had 20 single-family units. In 2012, we had 22 single-family building permits. And in 2013, 19. So you can see we're right on track. I think we have some seasonal differences there. Not many people want to dig a basement in cold weather, especially the December we just came through. Most builders like to have the house, the basement in, the house capped, and they can work on it through the winter. So I think this is pretty typical for a December time frame. We'll have to see what January brings.
All right. Just for the record, I'm going to go ahead and share some of the numbers and compare them. Total construction value 2012, $490.5 million. 2013, $588.2. New residential in 2012, just under $174 million. This year, almost $246 million. That's in 2013. Single family units, 628 in 2012. 731, 2013. Townhomes went from 252 to 292, and the multifamily units, 485 to 1,016. But when you look at those numbers and you say, Cindy, it's your year.
What does it mean?
What does it mean?
Well, you know, you can see that big uptick in the multifamily units, and we've been reading about that in the news, that there's been a lot of apartment buildings, you know, constructed this past year. We might see a little slowing in that area. But remember, those people don't always stay in an apartment. They move to that townhome or they move to that single family home. So they'll be looking for those homes in the future. And so we're going to need more of those on the market.
And the builders are listening when people talk with their trends.
Yes, yes, they are. They are. The builders are picking up on what people need. Some people are looking to downsize, maybe a smaller house. Some people, their families have grown or their job has paid them more, and they're looking to upsize. So it's good in all markets.
Missy Kitzman will be the president of the Realtors Association in 2015. Thanks for coming in and briefing us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
All right. Housing. Now, this is officially from the guide that we get from the Realtors Association. And what was the line that Tony said we should use about figures, that it's statistical numbers and they're only as good as what we see in front of us, and they are sometimes subject to error.
Exactly, yep. You nailed it there.
All right. Housing was fortified by confident consumers and good jobs, an improving labor market, and the Federal Reserve's long-awaited taper announcement was not surprising. Closed sales on homes was up 16.3% in Sioux Falls. The entire area just a tick under that at 15.5. New listings for the area in Sioux Falls were up 7.6%. In the area, only 3.2%. Average sales price in Sioux Falls was at $157,000. In the area, $175.2. When you kind of look at those numbers, what kind of jumps out at you, Missy?
Well, you know, 2013 was another great housing year, as 2012 was for the Sioux Falls market. Home prices remain strong, sales have increased, listings have increased, days on market decreased slightly. You know, this spring in our busy market, or last spring, I should say, we did see an increase in the multiple offer situation on properties. We still see the $150,000 to $200,000 price point kind of be our strongest, best moving price range. But we did have a couple of interesting shifts over the last year. The $300,000 and above price point, which had really struggled over the last few years with the market downturn due to having pent-up inventory and just people weren't confident in that price point with all the economic uncertainty we had. we've really seen some gains in that this year. We've seen their sales increase by 25.8% in that higher end range. The second big change we saw was in the condo and townhouse market. Those property types had the strongest sales with an increase of 30.7% overall, while single family homes only had an increase of 9.3%. And every price point in that condo and townhouse market saw gains. The 100,000, I should say, to 150,000 price point saw an increase of 38.9%, while the 200 to 300,000 range in townhouses and condos saw a 65% increase. So I think that's an interesting shift in our market.
We like to look at the area communities, see a trend. And again, they sell fewer homes in Sioux Falls. But if you're in a place like Worthing, who was number one this year, and you went from 12 to 26 homes, and you're up 116%, you're kind of excited.
Absolutely. Those are great numbers for Worthing.
And the mayor of Worthing is actually going to join us on Wednesday to talk about that. He wasn't aware of it when we put a call into him, and he was like, what? But it's part of that Lincoln County corridor that's done so well. Beresford was actually number two. They were up 41.7%. Canton went from 38 in 2012 to 50 in 2013. That's a nice number, almost 32% higher. Harrisburg was up 29%. Parker, glad to see them on the plus side. They were not in 2012 versus 2011, up 24%. Brandon, up a stout 12.9%. Lenox started the first 6 months of the year behind. They finished it at 12.5%. Then you have others that are just above the break-even mark. Madison up 4.5%. Del Rapids up 1.6%. T with a fourth quarter two-minute drill finished 1.2%. And Hartford at a minus 15.5. But you and I were talking about Hartford is doing a little changing this year, and you got something to do with it out there with your group.
Yes, I think Hartford's going to have a great 2014. We have a development, Kelly Point Edition. We've had many sales right here at the end of the year, and we have several pending sales coming up. So I think Hartford's going to have some good residential building permits in 2014.
We will see how that all works, and Hartford's going to be back with us on the radio starting in February to start talking their message. They didn't do that in 2013. Of course, I'd like to tell them that was the reason. I don't think it was. I think it was a number of houses that were for sale and a lot of other factors. All right, for both of you, what do you see for 2014? Cindy?
Well, I talked a little bit about it last month, and I think, you know, workforce development is going to be a tricky point for people in our industry and in all construction trades. And in fact, you may have seen in the news, our governor, I think, understands that, and he's going to be putting some money towards tech ed and trying to get folks involved in the technical fields. And I, as an association, we hope to stress that more. We want to get in front of kids early on and let them know that there are good jobs in the construction business, in the building business, and let them think of that as a future career. So, but in general, I think our members are going to be very busy in 2014.
Missy, 2014.
Sure. I think from the realtor perspective, our biggest challenge is going to be inventory. As we've seen listings and sales increase, inventory has been dropping, and we are at the rate that's comparable to what we had in 2004. So it's been 10 years since we've seen inventory this low. So that is going to be a challenge going into the new year, as well as rates, continuing to see what happens and if we see an uptick and how that impacts people's home buying abilities.
Over the weekend, I had two people come up to me. Should I put my house on the market right now or should I wait? And all I can do is start talking supply and demand.
Absolutely. Yep. It's a great time to be out there. You know, like I said, the inventory's down, less homes to pick from. Buyers are going to have to be serious going into the market, understanding that we're probably looking at some multiple offer situations, and it's going to be a good year.
Cindy and Missy represent the Home Builders and the Realtors Association. We always suggest they talk to professionals.
Yes, and if someone's looking to build a new home at any price range, I would suggest that they go to our website and see a list of our members. And our website is hbasouempire.com.
From the real estate side?
Absolutely, yep. If you are looking for any more specific information, definitely call a realtor and get some more specifics.
All right, there is a lot changing as far as groups, how they do business, and you have some events coming up. You've got a chili feed, and in March...
Yes, and in March, our home show. So we're very excited for that. It's a great place for our members to showcase their products and their talents and skills, and for the public to come out and take a look at what a new home can offer them.
Now, you are actually working with Brandon this year. He's correct. Not able to be with us this morning. But this does keep us talking about real estate, regardless of who represents the association to be here. We've done this now 3 or 4 years. But it's a chance, good, bad, or indifferent, we're talking about a report card. And the report card's been pretty good. What's it going to be like when you're in 2015 and you're here every month? What do you envision those numbers? You see another 10 or 15% increase this year that you've got to try to handle in 2015?
You know, I hope the numbers stay as good as they are. Like I said, we're going to be heavily dependent on inventory. The builders are doing a great job, you know, getting homes back out there, and it's going to have to be getting some of those existing homes on the market, get buyers moving up and down. It's going to be a challenge, but it'll be a good one.
Well, and this is the report card. Again, we ask the questions. The numbers speak for themselves. And again, if you have questions, talk to a home builder. Talk to a realtor. Find out what you can do. Cindy Monin, president of the Home Builders. Missy Kitzman will be the prez in 2015 with the realtors. Tell Brandon he should have been here.
Absolutely. I'll tell him he missed out.
There you go. Thank you very much. Financial Side coming with Jim Lowe at Vanna Mortgage when It's Your Business continues. Jim Lowe at Vanna Mortgage is back for another season, much like the football training camp. We all wonder about interest rates. What will it do to the market? And Jim, housing affordability plus supply and demand, that's kind of like a spring training. If you're a Chicago Cub fan, you say, wait till next year after the first day.
It's all out there. My Denver Broncos won yesterday with Peyton Manning, so I'm really happy. So I'm looking forward to next week with the Patriots. Anyway, where are we going now? Okay, the affordability index. I did some research on that and took a look at that nationally, okay? So I looked at 2010, 12, and first quarter 2013 and third quarter 2013. So here's what happened. 2013, we'll go to the first quarter. The interest rates were 3.5%. The index was 203.5, which meant a lot of people could afford houses. In the third quarter, the rate went to 4.36. And the index dropped to 160, and the median sales price was 207. So as rates go up, sales price go up, index goes up. This is nationally. Let's look at Sioux Falls now, okay? 2012, our index was 213. 2013, our interest rate went from 3.83 to 4.36, but our index is still 194. That's well above the national average. So that means, what that means is our citizens in Sioux Falls can afford our average median price house, which is 153. It's a good thing. It bodes well for our future in 2014 with this type of index. People can afford to buy homes.
You know, when we first started talking about housing affordability a couple of years ago, we mentioned that the number 120 was acceptable. You know, we've been in these higher ranges, the 190s, low 200s, for a period of time. So it must mean that houses are more affordable, and they're getting more house today than they did 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, stable prices, stable employment, stable income. We don't pay the best of any city in the country, but it's stable, okay? So as long as we don't have the high dips and the high highs and the low dips, we're okay. And that's why Sioux Falls is doing so well, as it is, because, you know, we just don't act like other parts of the country.
The word tapering was introduced into our vocabulary. What should we know?
Yes. Okay. As you know, the Federal Reserve System for the last 18 months to 2 years have been buying $85 billion a month in mortgage-backed securities and bonds. Now, we have a new Fed chairman, Janet Yellen. She's a 36-year veteran of the Fed, first woman Fed chair. I did some research on Ms. Yellen today over the weekend, and her goals is low unemployment, 5.2 to 5.8%, to see real wages go up. She says that real wages have not increased in the last 10 years. It's just stayed with inflation or less. Tapering, but not too quickly to stall the recovery. And the last thing is tighter regulations on big banks, known as the too big to fail. And that would be higher capital requirements and so on and so forth. And that won't affect Sioux Falls, I don't think. So I think she's got a good plan. I read a lot about her over the weekend, and she's going to hit the ground running.
Jim Lowe at Vanna Mortgage, who provides us the quotes as far as the loan snapshot. We'll be talking with Craig Marquardt in our second hour this morning, right around 10:30. But he provides us the insight. He studies. He's been doing this a number of years. But housing supplies, the HS factor, is still the one that jumps out and says there's not as many homes out there.
Big factor. As Missy said earlier from the Real Estate Association, I'll just quote her, 10 years of the lowest inventory in the last 10 years, 1,290 homes on the market. That's a 3.8-month supply. Now, the population growth in Sioux Falls has been increasing at roughly 3% per year for a long time. If that stays true in 2014, that's 4,800 new residents in Sioux Falls. Roughly 2,400, let's say half those, need a place to live. So at some point, this is going to put some pressure, a lot of pressure, on home builders and realtors to provide enough housing. You know, we have a low unemployment rate, less than 3%. We have a lot of jobs on the market, but if they don't have a place to live, it's going to be hard for them to come here. So that is the big challenge in 2014. If we can get the inventory up to the six months is about the best. If you have a supply, 6 months supply, that's good.
You know, and the other factor, too, is they announced last week that Sioux Falls had gained almost 3,500 people in the year 2013. They got to have a place to live.
That's right. That's right. And so that's a challenge. I mean, we'll get it figured out. The Cindy Moen and her home builders and Missy and her realtors will figure this out. We'll get some houses on the market. But we did refinance about half of Sioux Falls in the last 3 years at 2.5 on 15 years and 3.5 on 30 years. Those folks aren't going to be moving anytime soon unless they have to move for some reason. So that's another detractor.
Important factor, interest rates. Where are we going?
Well, I think as we taper into 2014, and we have to taper, we have to get this back to some kind of normal pace, we'll see some interest rate increases. I'd say someplace between 5 and 5.5% in 2014.
People always worry about how the government is going to change or how the system is going to change the loan procedures and qualifications.
Right. And we were concerned about that going into the fall with the new QM mortgage. But it turns out now we can still write loans above a debt-to-income ratio of 43%. That was the trigger point there. But they've did some extensions, and they've said if we run our loans through what we call DU, one of the agencies, FHA, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, we get the loans approved through them, we can go above the 43%. But I want to look at that a little differently. If somebody can afford 43%, let's put them there. If they can't, let's don't, even though the ratios are right. And I think the trigger point is going to be about 45% of total gross income for payments.
Advanta Mortgage, where are you headed in 2014?
Well, we've got our team put in place now. We had some disruptions last year for the better in our move and some people leaving. But now we have a good team in place. Our applications are starting to pick up, and we have five licensed officers, two brand new and three experienced. So I'm really satisfied with the progress we've made and looking forward to 2014.
Jim Lowe at Vanna Mortgage. We'll be looking and see what each month brings. You provide that barometer that we look at. We talk with the home builders, the realtors. We talk with you as the financial voice. Everybody going to be smiling at the end of the year?
I think so, yes. I hope so. I mean, we'll take it. I like to take things a day at a time. I don't look back too much, and I don't look forward too much. Although we do plan, but I don't worry about tomorrow. I think concentrate on today. And incidentally, just so you know, I'm going to be in February, I'll be at the National Home Builders International Builder Show in Las Vegas, and hopefully we can cook up down there like we did when I was out in Colorado Springs.
We can have some fun with that, and if people need information from you at Advanta Mortgage,
yes.
How do they reach
you? Yes, call any of our loan officers at 605-275-2777 or go online at AdvantaMortgage.com. We're equal housing lenders, and we'll take good care of you.
Jim Lowe, Advanta Mortgage, thanks for your insights on 13, looking to 14.